The Jason Bishop Show starts in 4 minutes from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 3 minutes 30 seconds from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 3 minutes from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 2 minutes 30 seconds from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 2 minutes from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 1 minute 30 seconds from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 1 minute from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 30 seconds from Mark. The Jason Bishop Show starts in 15 seconds from Mark.
Are you ready?
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show, who, by the way, talked to management this week and somehow figured out a way to get him a day off. He said he wanted to be part on the Kip Branch plan, and somehow management caved in. So joining me today on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is Dr. Scott Spence. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to be here. Good to have you here with us this morning. Had a good camping trip last week. It was fun on Lake Oconee. We're here this day talking a little sports.
That's right. We talked some sports on Lake Oconee also.
Yes, we did. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Let's get some sponsors out of the way. This segment brought to you by the Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and Edwin Watts. I have my reader over here, but we'll get to that in a second. Braves made some changes this week. Went out, found them a new starting pitcher with Dallas Keuchel. Your thoughts about that?
I think they need to add a couple more pitchers, but right now getting a quality veteran starting pitcher is just what the doctor ordered. You know, offensively the Braves have been doing pretty well, and I think they're going to continue to improve there. But they certainly needed to get a quality starting pitcher, someone that can go six and seven innings in most every start.
Yes, and the Atlanta Braves, that's been the thing all year. What are they going to do? Are they going to address the bullpen? Are they going to address the starting pitching? And it looks like the Braves front office made the decision to go out and get Dallas Keuchel. I think he's in Gwinnett now, getting ready to make a start this weekend. And I don't know. I guess they're going to fast-track him up to Atlanta, hopefully be there by the end of the month.
He should be well rested. He hasn't pitched any this year. You know, I think most people wanted to see Kimbrel come back, but that just wasn't in the works, and they were able to sign Dallas Keuchel. And you know, the Braves got a good young team, and you have to have some veterans mixed in. They brought in Brian McCann again, and that's a good veteran. And Keuchel actually started for Houston when Brian McCann was there.
Yeah. Keuchel's he's a Cy Young winner for the Astros, and you know, he had a good run in Houston, and you know, he's a free agent. I think if the rumors are correct, he's coming in here with $13 million and trying to you know, for 3 months rent. Is that a rent? Is that a good price for 3 months?
If they can make a deep run, possibly get to the World Series, it's certainly a good price.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961. The Atlanta Braves, are they contenders now in the National League?
Well, they're contenders in the first place. They're only two games back going into today. And so they're contenders with or without the guy. But the person that I have been most intrigued with this year is Austin Riley. I mean, how about that guy? Remember the first night he played, I called you on the phone and said he just hit a home run?
You did. You called me on the telephone, and he didn't just hit a home run. He hit a bomb to left center.
Yeah,
it went about 470 feet.
And it looked like he missed it. So, you know, I was reading through some stuff last night, and I read some fantasy baseball projections, and those things, you can take them or leave them, but they're projecting Austin Riley to hit 309, 41 home runs, and 107 RBIs. The projection for Bryce Harper is 255, 30 home runs, and 101 RBIs.
So is that the natural comparison now to compare him to Bryce Harper because Bryce got the big money?
I think it's just comparing him to, yeah, because Bryce got that big money. But, you know, if they can get 30 home runs out of Austin Riley, paying him league minimum, that's pretty good stuff.
Soroka is the ace of this staff. First-year pitcher. He looked good last night in a big win against the Marlins. Braves bats were on. I don't know what it is about when the Marlins roll into town, but the Braves bats just heat up when the Marlins come to town or they go play the Marlins. Acuna had three or four hits. Albies had hits. Freddie hit one in the looked like the upper deck last night. So the Braves, offensively, we talked about coming down here today. Offensively, they're one of the better offensive teams in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're in the top 10 or so, yeah. Top 10 or 12 in every statistical category offensively. You know, Freddie Freeman is having an MVP-type year. And he's played well the entire year. He's just he's the rock of the Braves organization right now.
If Freddie was playing in a big market city, he would be one of the bigger names in baseball, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Playing for the Yankees, playing for the Dodgers or somebody like that. He is a bona fide superstar that really isn't treated like a superstar.
That's fine. He can stay right there in Atlanta and be a Hall of Famer.
He is a dynamic player. So where do the Braves go? They go, Austin Riley is eventually going to have to come to third base.
I think so. They're not getting a whole bunch of production. I mean, they brought a veteran in at third base, and he's played okay.
He's got a veteran salary.
Yeah, he certainly does.
$23 million, Donaldson.
I think eventually that's where they go. I think they may need one more outfielder and certainly a little more help in the bullpen.
So the Phillies have to make a move to kind of keep up with the Braves here?
Phillies made their move in the offseason. I don't know how much more moving they're going to be able to do.
Hey, they got to be – money's got to be at a minimum right there in Philly right now. So Braves are two games out, and really – you know, the bullpen, trading deadline coming up. What do the Braves have to do with the bullpen?
Well, again, I 100% expect the Braves to pick somebody up in the bullpen, if not two people. And I think one of them is probably going to be a big name. I just think the Braves know that this is when they need to make their move. They've got a lot of young talent that they can pick up on some trades, and they could be good for 6 or 7 years.
Jason Bishop somewhere saying the Phillies are broke. On Facebook Live,
they may be
broke.
I mean, they spent the farm. They spent the farm and then took out a loan on it.
They did take out a loan. Bryce Harper, $300 million. I mean, he could help solve some of the national debt with that big salary. He's getting paid.
He's getting paid, and he's playing like he's getting paid too.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. I think that you get paid like that.
You're not hungry anymore.
And in baseball, a lot of that's guaranteed. So, I don't know. I don't watch the Phillies except for when they play the Braves. I watch it on SportsCenter, and I don't see him a lot on there.
I don't see him a lot on SportsCenter either. So the Braves probably, I've heard this said, Fulton Davis, he's not looking good. Who's the odd man out in this rotation?
I think Fulton Davis goes to the bullpen. I think that's one of your answers in the bullpen because he's got some nasty stuff. Maybe even looking at him in the closer role.
That could be.
That's what I would do.
He throws the ball hard, 96, 97, 98 miles an hour. He could jump in that closer role. Gausman, he's not really pitching well in the rotation right now, but maybe moving Fulton Davis to the bullpen may help things out.
Well, when you get to a playoff series, you can get away with starting three starters. And I think if they can just find one more starter now, throwing those three out there.
And scour the – trade a prospect or something.
Yeah,
I think another middle reliever guy at the trading deadline.
The Braves are deep. They have lots of prospects, and I think it's time to maybe get rid of some of them.
His team's on the verge of being pretty good. If they can get Keuchel long term, then this rotation settles in for the long haul.
Wish we had Anderson Simmons back. That'd be nice.
That would be nice, too, to have him back. But the Braves are playing very, very well, and the National League East is on notice.
Well, they won the National League East last year.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
I forgot about that part.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow. Wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition woolly mammoth teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
This is not the song of the 1980s.
This is the song of our lifetime.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch with my guest host today, Dr. Scott Spence. Billie Jean with that comeback music.
Pretty good stuff right there.
My co-host says, "Welcome to the Jungle" is a better song than that.
If he would have watched Michael, if he would have watched Michael Jackson do the moonwalk on TV, in about 1984-83,
he was still wetting the bed then. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, the Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you're not the only one that gets outside when it's warm or humid. Climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
The NBA Finals have not turned out the way I thought they would turn out, and Jason Bishop, who is not here today, you know, how many times have you listened to this show, Dr. Spence?
I listen. I'm a loyal listener.
How many times has he been right as it relates to predictions?
Did he predict the Raptors to win?
He predicted the Raptors. He said if the Raptors get to the finals, they will win. He said that a couple of months ago.
And that's the second time he's been right in the 5 years I've been listening to this show.
Second time.
Yeah, he was right about the Braves last year. He said the Braves would make the playoffs.
Yep. So it's obviously he's not right a lot.
Nah, that's two out of 6,000.
The NBA Finals. The Raptors are up 3-1, and they are looking good. Kawhi Leonard took over last night in the third quarter at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California, and the Raptors are on the verge of winning a world title.
The Raptors are hungry. The Warriors looked old, slow, and beat up.
They do look beat up right now, and they are beat up. I mean, Steph Curry is the only frontline star, really, that Draymond's playing, but Steph's kind of having to carry the team, but without KD. Klay Thompson's hurt. I don't know what's wrong with Klay, but he's obviously not 100%. This Warriors team, they look beat right now.
Yeah, they do. They look. I tell you what, I was watching the game in the first quarter and a half. I thought the Warriors may blow them out. And then after that, you could just tell them the Warriors looked like a tired basketball team and just basically laid down and got hammered.
They did get hammered. There was a big third quarter surge there by the Raptors that pretty much put the game out under their control, and then they took it from there. Kawhi Leonard, he's kind of like a quiet assassin, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a weird dude, too, but he doesn't play a lot. He just plays. You know, here's the thing about that is people forget that this Raptors team has been coming for quite some time. And you go back to 2014, back when the NBA had division winners. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But you had division winners, and you'd have, like, the first in this division, and before they even went to conference. And the Raptors were first in their division in 2014, first in their division in 2015, and second in their division in 2016. And then they did the conference thing, and the Raptors were third in 17. They were first, and then they were second this year in the conference. So they've been building. And they had a team last year that was pretty good, but they couldn't get over the hump in the playoffs. So who'd they bring in? They brought in Kawhi Leonard, an NBA champion MVP.
Yep.
They brought in Mark Gasol with two championships.
Gasol's a player.
He's a player. He ain't washed up yet. And they brought in Danny Green.
People
forget about this. See, Danny Green was part of the trade. He came with Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs. And Danny Green, he's a winner. He's always been a winner. Danny Green he has been on more winning teams, played in more games at North Carolina, University of North Carolina won, than any other player in history.
Somehow, some way. There's two things when Dr. Spence comes on this show with Kip Branch. There's two things that are going to come up. Somehow, it's kind of like Jason Bishop with his purple Kool-Aid drinking self, talking about that guy out in California that didn't make the playoffs. But when Dr. Spence comes on the show, two things are going to come up: North Carolina basketball and the Dallas Cowboys. So we got a topic later in the show that we're going to address the Dallas Cowboys in. But here we go with Carolina.
What I'm saying is they brought in three winners, three guys that have been on winning teams, and they know how to win, both at the collegiate level and at the pro level. Danny Green also, a few years back, he was the only player to have more than 50 three-pointers in NBA Finals history and have more and shoot better than 50%.
He's a player.
He's a shooter, and he plays defense. And that's what they did. They took a team that was already established and already pretty good, brought in three veteran winners, and they're on the verge of winning their first NBA championship.
We got about 3 minutes left in this segment, but what did the Warriors have to do to get back in this series? KD supposedly is coming back for game five. Is that going to be enough? I think it's over.
If he were healthy, it probably would be enough. But he's not healthy. And he may try to limp out there and play, but it's not going to do any good at this point in time. That first game in Toronto, I mean, that was wild. That reminded me of some of those Boston LA games back in the, you know, in the 80s.
Right.
When they would play in game seven and how wild it would be at those arenas. That was crazy. And they are going to be fired up in Toronto for the next game. And I don't know that they could put a team together with everybody's in the NBA to win the next one.
One of our Facebook Live viewers says, since you won't hear some Celtic talk is coming up soon.
Probably so. Yeah, we're going to talk a little Kyrie Kool-Aid later on.
Oh, we're going to talk a little bit of that. We got to get an NBA free agency in one of the later segments. But the Warriors seem to be done. Is the dynasty over? They'll probably break this thing up if they lose.
Well, I think for sure that Kevin Durant's gone. I think for sure. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. I think for sure he's gone.
Where does Durant end up? We'll jump into free agency real quick.
I think him and Kyrie go somewhere together.
Knicks?
Nets.
The Nets? Back to New York. That would be the ultimate slap in the face. The Nets were to land Kyrie and KD.
I think they go as a package deal. You know, somebody signs both of them.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Where's Kawhi go?
I think he stays.
I think he stays, too, if they get a title. If they win a championship and get somebody to come to him.
He's kind of a weird guy. There's some other places he'd go. He's kind of a weird dude, man. And I think he likes to be the main player. But, you know, a lot of people are forgetting about Klay. Klay's a free agent.
I keep hearing Clay may go down there and try to help you know who win again.
Old man age?
Old man, whatever he is. The one that has to ride coattails to get championships, like Dwayne Wade.
And Kyrie.
Yeah,
he rides coattails.
He does ride coattails.
It didn't work so well this year.
No, it didn't work so well for him this year.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came on this show, man, because I've been wanting somebody to come in here that, you know, believes and thinks the same way I do as it relates to that subject.
Yeah, there's not. Yeah, that's one subject.
I don't mention his name on the show anymore.
LeBron, for what he is, he's done. He's washed up. Very good basketball player. The second, maybe third best basketball player of all time. I never got to see Wilt Chamberlain play. So,
I don't think he's better than Kobe.
They're probably close.
Probably
close. Except Kobe's got a few more rings.
He's got five.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah.
I don't remember Kobe losing any championships, did he? Can you remember?
They lost to the Celtics one year.
There you go.
Oh, that's how, yeah, I knew that. He baited me up with that question. That got me with that one.
Yeah, you fell for it. It's all right, though. But, you know, I don't see the Warriors staying together. They've had that success. I see Curry staying, and that's about it.
Yeah, it's about time to break it up and Golden State if they lose.
The two biggest studs in the South, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated.
Nah.
Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, Spider X putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators will begin their 2019 season at home at Memorial Stadium in a scrimmage against Camden on August the 8th. Things get real on August 23 at home against Rockledge from Florida. The Gators will also host Burke, Lowndes, South Effingham, and Wayne. Ware will take to the road against Coffey, Jonesboro, Glenn, Statesboro, and New Hampstead. This Ware County team will be a force in 2019 and could end up finally winning a state championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch with my guest host today, Scott Spence. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Before we get to the butt hurt list for this week, talk a little bit of college baseball. Five SEC West teams in the Super Regional, including the Auburn Tigers, the Arkansas Razorbacks, LSU Tigers. Who else is in the Super Regionals from out west?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is in there, and Mississippi State, and Vanderbilt from the East. The SEC has six teams in the Super Regionals, and I saw a stat where five teams from one division, that's the most ever in NCAA history in the Super Regional play.
SEC pretty much dominates college sports, not just baseball and football anymore.
Yes, they do. So some good college baseball.
I'll give a shout-out to Auburn. Had they had a decent football team whatsoever, this would have been a banner sports year for them.
Yeah, they would have been good. But they didn't. They didn't have a good football season. They had a great basketball season. And baseball, they're a couple of wins away from the College World Series. So congrats to the Auburn Tigers. Still got Gus Malzahn calling plays, though.
Thank you.
Top five butt hurt list this week, Dr. Spence. I'll check in at number five, the Golden State Warriors, the Warrior Nation. A lot of bandwagon jumpers, I think, because they hate that guy down south in L.A. But there are a lot of Warrior fans out there that are pretty butt hurt today. They down 3-1. It doesn't look like it's going to get any better.
Did you see last night, right before the game, Paul Pierce stood up on the broadcast booth and took a selfie and said, "This is the last game played in this arena by an NBA basketball team."
They got a new arena going up in San Francisco next year, but wow.
Those guys were laughing at him.
That was the last game in Oracle.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
And they can't win game five.
And Paul Pierce has a selfie.
I did not see the Warriors losing at home to the Raptors, but it has happened. And Jason Bishop is about... he's trending now at about 3% on his predictions. He's got maybe two or three right over the past however many years we've been doing this show. Number four on the butt hurt list, Scotty, the Cleveland Indians. They were highly thought of coming in this season, playing in a weak division in the American League Central, 32-31. They're 10.5 games behind the Minnesota Twins.
And that's where they're going to finish.
10.5 games back, and they were picked by everybody to win that division.
1956.
It's been a long time.
1956.
Been a long time, Cleveland. They had a chance against the Cubbies in 16, couldn't get it done in game 7. 10.5 games back in a division that they were supposed to run away with, and their butt hurt this week. Number three on the butt hurt list, I'm going to say it, the National League East. The Braves have gone out, and they have addressed their starting pitching. Outside the Phillies, the division's a dumpster fire. The Braves are getting better. They got these young kids that can hit in the lineup. This team is on the rise. National League East is butt hurt. They didn't see them getting Keuchel.
No, they didn't. And when you spend all of your money on one player, who's really ever done well when they do that? I don't know how you do that when you spend everything you have on one guy. But National League East, it's fun to watch the Braves again. It's fun to watch the Braves again.
I love watching the Braves. And I love Acuna at the leadoff spot. Yes, my co-host says he should be batting cleanup, but that just doesn't make any sense.
I enjoy watching him roll out there leading off the game.
Number two, kind of off the wall here, but I'm on the butt hurt list, but West Virginia Athletics. I'll get to it in a second. They hosted a regional last week. West Virginia baseball hosted a regional. I think they lost maybe their first couple of games, got beat in their own home regional. This week, the NCAA transfer portal, they had three safeties enter the transfer portal this week, West Virginia football. Mountaineers are butthurt right now. Things aren't going right. Bob Huggins and that basketball team was horrible this year as well. They weren't very good. West Virginia athletics, man, they're on the butthurt list.
Well, they're certainly trending downward because they had a pretty good football season last year.
And number one on this week's butthurt list, Dr. Spence, this is going to seem kind of odd, and we may disagree. But the Eagles signed Carson Wentz to a $128 million extension.
You know what?
I think the Eagle Nation's butthurt over that because this guy can't stay healthy.
Well, we're going to talk about Nick Foles in a little bit, but he's in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They might should have thought about giving him some money. But the reason they did that is because you've got Jared Goff, you've got Dak Prescott, and there's one other guy that's coming up in a contract year that they're going to have to pay. And if they go ahead and jump out on Carson Wentz, those guys, you know, they're going to want the same or more money. So they need to get ahead of the game. And I think that was a good move for them to do that.
You think it was a good move for them to sign him to this extension?
Well, they needed to go ahead and do it first because the first person is going to pay the least.
This guy stays hurt.
I know.
I mean, he stays hurt all. He gets hurt every season, and he didn't have a good season last year. Nick Foles had to bail him out down the stretch just to get him to the wild card.
I think in college he was able to run folks over.
Yeah, he's right,
and he was used to doing that, so he's able to take the ball and run it and run people over, maybe not hold up and not get sacked, and he's just got to learn that he can't do that in the NFL.
I don't know, man. The Eagles, you think about all the sports cities and you think about all the fanatic football fans. You think about Philadelphia. They're one of the top five fanatic fan bases in the NFL. How long before they turn on this kid?
9-6, 9-7, about 16 games.
I just don't know about this move. I think the Eagle Nation, I think talk radio is probably going to just blow up there talking about, why are we paying this guy this kind of money and he can't play a full season? 2 years in a row now.
Oh, I know.
He hasn't been able to perform. And they had Nick Foles, and he's kind of pretty much bailed him out.
Well, he's
got one Super Bowl MVP. I just think the Eagles, I don't know. You got teams that are ascending in the NFL. They won that Super Bowl. They've got it. Their backup quarterback who got them there, he's gone. There was a lot of chemistry between him and the rest of that roster. I don't know if the chemistry is there between Wentz and that roster.
They've lost some defensive players also.
And they, you know, they've tried to address a little bit during free agency, but I don't know about the Eagles. We're going to get to the Eagles in depth at later in the show, but we'll be right back on the Jason Bishop Show.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at PristineWaterAndPools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out? M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow. Wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition Woolly Mammoth Teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm joined today by Dr. Scott Spence, and a subject that I just love talking about on this show, Georgia football.
That's probably my favorite topic also, and it's not very far away.
Not very far away. My host that I do this show with, he stays on me about too much stuff, and Athens is named after Vince Dooley. I don't know anything other than the field now that's going to be named after Vince Dooley to you.
No.
And so that just goes to show how ill-informed some people are when it comes to talking about UGA athletics.
That's right.
You know, I'm hosting the show today, so I can say those kind of things. I am the host today.
That's right. You're sitting in the big seat.
I'm sitting in the big seat today, so I'm running things.
That's right.
Here in the studio. Georgia football, 2019, is it finally going to be the year that we stop talking about 1980?
Boy, it's so close 2 years ago. You know, the problem is the schedule's so tough this year. And it's just so tough. And Kirby's pushing so hard for an 18 playoff because he's trying to build that schedule up.
He is.
You know, I would say that Georgia's one of the three teams that could win a national championship.
Clemson and Alabama being the other two.
That's right.
Texas, Oklahoma.
I think Texas still might be a year away, even though they dished Georgia a tail whipping in the Sugar Bowl.
Strengths of this Georgia football team, what do you see them as?
I think they have the best offensive line in college football. I think they have three guys on that offensive line that are going to play in the NFL as first-rounders. I also think Jake Fromm is going to be a first-rounder if he decides to leave, and I hope he doesn't.
Is Jake Fromm the best quarterback in the SEC?
Yes.
Consistent.
Jake Fromm, I think he's the second-best quarterback in the nation.
Behind Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Who was one time rumored to come to Georgia?
That's right.
He was.
That's right. And, of course, at running back you, DeAndre Swift and Mr. White.
I'm ready to see Mr. Zeus come on the field this fall.
I say he's healthy.
He's healthy, and he's bulked up. And, man, if you saw his high school cut-ups coming out of North Carolina, they were saying he was better than Todd Gurley coming out of high school.
Kirby Smart's motto on offense is, we want to run the ball when we want to run the ball. We don't want you to dictate when we're going to run the ball. We're going to run it when we want to run it.
New offensive coordinator, James Coley, this year. rumor has it that Georgia may throw the football more, a little bit more this year. They were 60-40 last year, balance run to pass with, I'm not mentioning his name anymore. It went to Tennessee. But Georgia could air the ball out. Got some talented receivers coming in. George Pickens being one who's eligible. NFL body as a freshman coming into Georgia. Demetrius Robinson. You know, Georgia's got some talent at receiver.
Don't forget about Charlie Warner.
Yeah.
They're going to split him out, and he's going to be kind of like Gronk in the NFL. Hard to cover.
That's going to be hard. That's going to be a hard assignment for the linebacker. Let me go through the schedule, and you tell me what you think. All right? Georgia opens up at Vandy.
They will hammer Vandy.
Vandy reportedly is probably going to start a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Home against Murray State.
Keep going.
Home against Arkansas State.
Keep going.
September the 21st, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish come to Athens. What is that atmosphere going to be like in Athens, Georgia?
Well, certainly half the crowd is not going to be Notre Dame Fighting Irish like it was when we went there.
Yeah.
That will be the ABC 8 o'clock game. Both teams will be undefeated.
And LSU and Alabama is upset at that, by the way, because CBS does that one time a year. They reserve one primetime slot. Since LSU has not been competitive in that Alabama game recently, CBS went in another direction. That's going to be
a good one. I'm looking forward to it. A little nervous because Georgia went there, beat them, and the SEC's been talking quite a bit of smack about the good old Fighting Irish, too. So they're probably going to give everything they have in that game.
They have. Then as a bye week rolls up, then Georgia travels to Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's my trap game.
Tennessee Volunteers.
That's my trap game. The reason that's my trap game is because Georgia's probably going to be 4-0 going into that game with a bye week. And you know how well we did last year with all that time getting ready for Texas?
Yes.
After beating Tennessee 2 years ago, 41-0 in Knoxville, you can bet that they're going to be fired up. Now, Tennessee, on the other hand, is going to be 3-0 going into Florida the week before. If they can win that game or play close in that game, that's going to be a crazy atmosphere at Tennessee.
This segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Fox's Pizza.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years. But don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call-ahead orders. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
So, we in agreement that Georgia should come out of the Tennessee game 5-0, even if it's a trap game, in your opinion?
Yes.
Okay, then South Carolina comes to Athens. Shouldn't be no trouble.
No, you know, I was looking at a thing, least talented, most talented rosters, and South Carolina's towards the bottom.
Yep. Kentucky.
They lost everything.
Yeah. So Georgia goes to Jacksonville 7-0 after a bye week. How many times?
It's not turned out well many times, I can promise you that.
It's only turned out well one time, Georgia recently going down there undefeated. That was 2 years ago.
I don't think Florida has the talent.
Yet.
I don't think they're going to. Look at Dan Mullen's history.
Yep.
Just look at it. He really never goes after the big-time players. He thinks he can turn water into wine.
He does. And then my trap game. Sandwiched in between that Auburn road trip, you got Missouri, who has beat Georgia in Athens before.
And they just lost the NFL quarterback.
But they got Kelly Bryant coming in from Clemson, who transferred out when Trevor Lawrence. That's a game that I think Georgia will win, but that's a game that's got me worried. So we're looking at Georgia, 9-0, traveling, or 10-0, traveling to Auburn.
That didn't turn out well 2 years ago, neither.
No, it didn't. Number one team in the country. I don't know, man. Auburn's going to be good on defense.
But at that point in time, I think Georgia will have clinched the SEC East. They haven't lost a game to the SEC East in a long time.
Been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Then they got Texas A&M coming to
Athens. I think that's going to be a loss.
You think they'll lose to A&M at home?
I do. I think that's their loss.
And then they go on the road against Georgia Tech with a first-year head coach trying to turn a pro system, trying to run a pro system with option players.
Let's go back to Texas A&M.
Okay. We got about 30 seconds.
Jimbo can recruit.
He can.
Jimbo's been there. This is his second year. And they didn't do bad last year. So I think they're 11-1.
So there's no – you don't think if Georgia rolls into – this will be the last home game, too, this year for Georgia. That'll be a senior day in Athens. They'll be probably 10-0 if they can win all these games that we said they were going to win. So they lose to Texas A&M.
That's what I think.
They got to lose somebody.
I think they lose somebody.
We'll be back.
Known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators will begin their 2019 season at home at Memorial Stadium in a scrimmage against Camden on August the 8th. Things get real on August 23 at home against Rockledge from Florida. The Gators will also host Burke, Lowndes, South Effingham, and Wayne. Ware will take to the road against Coffee, Jonesboro, Glenn, Statesboro, and New Hampstead. This Ware County team will be a force in 2019 and could end up finally winning a state championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my face.
He threw the Drake rejoin here because of Raptors. He picked the Raptors to win the NBA Finals. So that's why he throws stuff in there like that. That's what he does.
Well, Drake's going to be on full force in a few nights.
Yes, he is. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified water bottle and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive, Brunswick, Georgia.
Well, this segment, Dr. Spence, we're starting a new thing. Football, NFL season's just upon us, a couple of months away. We're going to start breaking down on this show one division every week in the NFL. And in honor of you today, being that you're probably the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan I know, we're going to talk about the NFC East today. And we'll just break it down. I'll go from the bottom to the top. I'll start with the New York Giants. Your thoughts?
They're awful.
How, and I've asked this on this show, how do you get rid of Odell Beckham Jr.? How do you trade him to the Cleveland Browns?
I think that the New York Giants are doing what the Cleveland Browns did 4 or 5 years ago. I think that they're just breaking it down. They're gonna build their team. That's what I think.
Okay.
They're gonna build their team through the draft. Now they had a first round running back last year. He turned out okay.
He's pretty good. Saquon Barkley.
I think the guy from Duke is their quarterback.
And they drafted him with the number 6 pick.
I think they think that's that guy. You know, but I agree. New York Football Giants. 3-13.
Why do they continually stick with Eli Manning?
Well, I think
he's past his prime, man.
With the young man they drafted this past year, okay. Eli Manning's probably the best mentor they could have.
From that standpoint, you're just saying that the Giants are getting – they're just 2020, they're right. 2019, they're writing it off is what you're telling me.
Maybe even 2-14.
Okay, and probably going to be a top 2 or 3 selection in the draft. Maybe the top selection.
I think they're doing what the Cleveland Browns did.
Any more comments on the New York Football Giants?
No.
They have fallen from
grace.
Didn't
even want to talk about them. They do have 4 Super Bowl rings, though.
They got rings.
Yeah, they do got 4. You do know the winningest division in all of the NFL is the NFC East.
Well, I know you were going to get to
21
that.
NFC championships. That's 21 Super Bowl appearances and 13 Super Bowl championships. Led by who?
We're going to get to them. Okay. All right. Next up, the Washington Redskins. Probably the team you hate the most, right?
I can go with the Redskins. Can you even name who their quarterback's going to be?
The kid from Ohio State.
No, well, it could be, yeah.
Yeah,
it
they got be. Him. Yeah. Got him for a steal now. They got him with a 14-15 pick.
You know,
and Redskins have fallen on hard times.
You know who their starting running back is?
Who?
49-year-old Adrian Peterson.
Ooh, that's scary right there.
That's what they're going to tote. That's who's toting the ball.
They'll be decent on defense, but who's going? How are they going to score points?
I don't see. But I do see them. I see a little 7-9 because they always get somebody.
Like your Cowboys?
They always get somebody. They always get somebody.
At a least opportunity.
On like a 4:30 game somewhere, they get somebody.
I just don't see the Redskins. I mean, they put all their eggs in the Alex Smith bucket, and he doesn't look like he's going to ever play football again.
He's done.
And then
he's going to cash that check and take it to the house.
Yeah, the Redskins. Then the next team in my, as I see it, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm just not sold on the quarterback. I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong. The Eagles are a good football team, but I just don't see them winning big until Carson Wentz gets over this injury bug.
And he may.
He may.
He may. You know, all the experts are picking the Eagles to win the East, and they're actually picking the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl.
What experts?
Everything I'm reading.
Okay.
Everything I'm reading.
They must come from the Jason Bishop school of predicting.
But here's yeah. Here's one thing to remember about that. The guy that won all those big games for him the last 2 or 3 years.
He's in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
That's right.
And I think the Jaguars are going to be pretty good. So since we got to watch them because they're on the TV, at least we got something good to watch finally.
And now we got about 2 minutes left in the show. We get to your Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I have. I truly believe the Cowboys are going to win the East. That would be three out of the last four, by the way.
They win the East, but what are they going to do in the playoffs? Well, they got embarrassed by the Rams last year in the playoffs. They couldn't stop the run, and that surprised me.
Dallas has almost their entire team back. Plus, they get Travis Frederick back. He didn't play last year. Okay, and you got to remember that Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper are all in contract years. When do football players play their best?
For that money. Show me the money.
There's my answer.
Dak, you brought him up. Is he the man?
In Dallas, he is.
Is he a Super Bowl quarterback?
Last year, when they were playing Seattle, and it was like 4th and 14, and he picked up that first down, that's a Super Bowl quarterback to me. I'm not saying Dak's the best thing ever, but he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He can manage the game, and he still can run.
Is Dallas a top-flight quarterback away from being a consistent Super Bowl team?
Oh, yeah. You put Aaron Rodgers on the Dallas Cowboys, they'll go to the Super Bowl and win it.
And win it. Zeke, a little off-field trouble. I don't know. I mean, seems like that's the case a lot of times in Dallas, some off-field issues.
He's okay. We took care of that already. Hey, don't forget Jason Witten's coming back.
Jason Witten's coming out of the broadcast booth, and a lot of people are saying he's better suited on the football field than he is in the broadcast booth.
He's coming back.
Cowboys, you calling them to win the NFC?
I'm calling them to go to the Super Bowl.
Over the Rams?
Yeah. Well, Rams?
Over the Rams?
The guy they just paid can't walk. Todd Gurley's done.
Oh, Todd, he'll be back.
He's done.
So you're picking the Dallas Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Right here on this station, y'all remember it.
The Packers, Dallas Cowboys, all them teams, Dallas. Who's going to be the playoff teams in the NFC?
Well, we're talking about the NFC East right now.
Okay. I mean, who they going to beat in the playoffs?
Well, the Vikings are going to beat the Packers like they always do. The Bears might finish second in that division.
We'll see.
Dallas Cowboys.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives.